poultice is out of it. It has a little red berry on it in the fall of year.
Yeah.
And I've seen people gather it and feed it to their chickens. And then red berry. And then there's some kind of bird feeds it.
Yeah. Okay, what about a bush that'll make your skin break out if you touch it?
Well, there's poison oak. You know, it'll poison you and break out.
Yeah.
Some people's worse. They might fire skin and just eat them up nearly.
Yeah.
They might dark skin it. I think so bad. And I know my youngest son, he's fire skin, you know, it'd break out on him. His grandma would tell you. And me and Roger, it didn't poison us much.
Is there any other kind besides poison oak?
Well, I guess there's several different kinds of vines around. And hitch around in fields and where people crops and farmers crops, and a lot of people they try to kill it out and they try to put poison on it to kill it out, but of course they can't. It's just natural and it's always been here.
Yeah. Okay, this is a well, do you remember what kind of tree George Washington chopped down?
Cherry tree.
Okay.
We had the cherry jello last night. I like cherry pie awful well.
Yeah.
We always had plenty of cherries over on that where I was over.
What kind of berries did you have? What's the little red berry?
Well, we had the red raspberry and the black raspberry. We had the tame raspberries and then there's a wild raspberry. And then the blackberries and dewberries.
Yeah.
Huckleberries.
What about another kind of red one?
Perch and strawberries.
Okay.
We raised it here in Cumberland County. They have them, but they strawberries.
Yeah.
They're mighty good. I had them over there. I had dagobert. They'd be that big. I was thinking this summer if I lived and had the strength, I might go over and get me 5 or 6 hills of them. And then I've been reading the paper where they've got a vine kind that runs up on stage.
What do you call, is the kind of bush that's got big clusters of pink and white flowers that bloom in the spring?
Well, I've got that in the yard over on the mountain, and I think some of them here's got it. There was two kinds of it. One kind of it that's yellow, just on the yellow, and then a little whiter cast in it. I had it over on the mountain, but it froze out. But the other kind that had a lot of red in it wasn't really there. It's beautiful.
You remember what you call it?
No, I can't think what to call it.
What about laurel or ivy, spoonwood?
Well, there's plenty of ivy grows around the creeks and has a pretty bloom on it long in May. On about decoration time.
Okay.
And then there's a laurel that looks kind of like ivy. It don't have no bloom on it, but it has a big foliage of thick leaves. It grows around the creeks and bunch.
Okay, what about a large tree that's got shiny green leaves and big white flowers?
Well, the great big flowers, ain't they?
Yeah.
Well, I just don't really remember the name of that.
What about cucumber trees?
Yeah, they wild cucumbers. It has a great big blade.
Great big blade. Does it have a flower?
Well, it has a little old thing on it that has a flower in it. Has a little old thing runs out, looks like a cucumber.
Yeah, is that, and then the flower comes out of that, or what?
Well, it blooms, and then this cucumber comes on it. That's why they call it. And the leaves is this great old big and they kind of be tilled around down and hang down like an umbrella.
Yeah.